Hi, welcome to my podcast. I am Janelle Allen from Rock Solid Relation. My approach is based on solution building rather than problem solving. We provide better advice for healthier and happy relationships, helping to look forward. In today's episode, we'll speak about how to leave a toxic relationship. The toxic relationships we have in our lives will be toxic to us. They can make us feel like we are suffocating and that it is the end of the world. However, toxic relationships give us opportunities for growth as well. In order to get out of a toxic relationship, you need to first understand what makes a toxic relationship so toxic and why some people stay in them. This article will help you determine if your relationship is toxic or not, and how best to deal with it from there on out. What is toxic about a toxic relationship? Toxic relationships are filled with drama, manipulation, and control. The toxic partner will use these tools to keep you in the relationship. They may also use guilt, shame, and fear. If you have a toxic partner, it is very important that you recognize the signs early on. Some common signs of a toxic relationship are having an excessively jealous partner, constantly being accused of things you didn't do, being constantly criticized, being told what to do or how to act, having your partner isolate you from family and friends. If you are experiencing any of these signs, it is best to get out of the relationship as soon as possible. How to get out of a toxic relationship? The first step in getting out of a toxic relationship is to realize that it is toxic. This can be difficult if you have been in a relationship for a long time. You may have forgotten what it was like to not be in a relationship. It is important to get support from friends and family during this time. If you decide to leave the toxic relationship, do so with caution. The toxic partner may become very angry and try to hurt you. Make sure you have a safe place to go and people to help you get through this tough time. Leaving a toxic relationship can be one of the hardest things you will ever do, but it is worth it in the end. You will be able to breathe again and live a healthier life. Why is a toxic relationship hard to leave? People get caught up in negative relational patterns that are difficult to break away from. Some people may be trapped financially or concerned about their children. According to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, victims make an average of 7 attempts to terminate an abusive relationship before attempting suicide. Here are some reasons why it's tough to leave a destructive relationship. Fear. In abusive relationships, one person is frequently extremely manipulative towards the other. This often includes making physical, emotional, or financial threats if the partner discusses leaving. As a result, the victim may be scared to leave their partner. Children. It may be tough for married people to separate since it is believed that the separation will have a detrimental influence on their children. There could also be issues about custody. Love. There may be a sense of love that prevents someone from leaving a relationship. Finances. If one of you is financially reliant on the other, it might make things more difficult when it comes to separating. Shame. Many people keep their relationships under wraps from their family, friends, and acquaintances. As a consequence, they bear their burden in silence because they are too scared to seek assistance from anyone. They may turn to drugs or alcohol for comfort, exacerbating the strain on them. Codependency. it might be difficult to break free from an imbalanced relationship dynamic in which one partner gives and the other takes, as in codependent relationships. If you've been in a harmful relationship for an extended period of time, seeing a way out might be difficult. You could even believe that you are primarily to blame for the problem. Feeling this way is quite typical, as the boss in the relationship is frequently an expert at gaslighting, which makes you question your perception of reality. Furthermore, if your spouse has a narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, which is a mental illness characterized by an overbearing sense of self-importance and lack of empathy, additional issues could develop. 6 Easy Steps to Leave Toxic Relationships. Ending a bad relationship might be really tough. Here are some things you can try to make the process go more smoothly. Build a safety net. If you're thinking of quitting, make a strategy for how you'll deal with the transition. Where will you reside? What things will you need to bring with you? Don't be rash. This procedure should be planned carefully. Be ready for your independence. If you don't have a profession or a way to sustain yourself, it's time to start paving your path. Attend school and get training. Begin working, even if it's only part-time. Your financial independence is one of the major routes to liberty. Tell someone. There will be no more secrets. Allow a family member or close friend to assist you with the procedure. If you feel threatened, contact your local authorities and request assistance. Seek out professional help. It will take work and time to get out of a bad relationship. Contact support groups or counselors that have dealt with similar experiences. A therapist may be an excellent impartial source to help you chart your own course and achieve your objectives. If you're leaving a marriage, you'll want an experienced family law attorney on hand. Avoid your partner. Toxic individuals are devious, able to employ emotional blackmail to bring you back in. Stop any sort of contact with your partner, except for matters relating to your children, until you've decided to break up. Only communicate about the kids in this situation. If you need to file a restraining order, do so. Make time for yourself. Being in a bad relationship can have a harmful impact on your self-esteem and mental health. It might take some time to be ready to join another relationship. Don't push yourself. Make time for yourself so you may heal. Make time for hobbies as a way to assist yourself recover. Start working on an interesting project or your own business. Take that trip you've been dreaming about. Where can a toxic relationship appear? It can be difficult to spot toxic relationships until they've already done a lot of damage. However, there are some general areas in which these types of toxic interactions can crop up. Toxicity in the family. One of the most common places for toxic relationships to form is within the family unit. This may be between siblings, parents, and children, or couples who are related. Domestic abuse is a prime example of a toxic relationship in this arena. Toxicity at work. Toxic relationships in the workplace often take the form of bullying or mobbing. In fact, research indicates that toxic workers cost businesses billions of dollars per year due to lost productivity, absenteeism, and staff turnover. Toxic friends. It's not uncommon for toxic relationships to develop between friends. This might be due to one friend being overly demanding or excessively toxic in other ways. It can be tough to end these friendships, but it's worth it in the long run. Toxic romantic relationships. Perhaps the most commonly recognized form of a toxic relationship is the abusive one. Abusive relationships are characterized by emotional, physical, or sexual violence. These types of relationships are incredibly harmful and should be ended immediately if you're in one. Our conclusion. Leaving a toxic relationship can be difficult, but with careful planning and support, it is possible. Remember that you are not alone in this process. There are many people who want to help you get through it. Seek out professional help if you need it, and take care of yourself during this time. You deserve to be happy and free from harm.
When you need help with your relationship, it can be hard to know what the right path is. I offer a fresh approach, and my goal in counseling isn't just problem solving, but instead solution building, where we look forward rather than back on past conflicts or issues affecting current relationships. Let your hope, not your hurt, navigate your futures when healing from breakups. Take the next step. Contact me today without obligation. Please complete the form below or call me directly at 978-346-5301.